You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And we welcome you to the Gym Class here on a sunny, beautiful Tuesday here at KGYM, 1600 AM. Also, the Gym OT, 107.5, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, and in Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We are, as always, presented by Hennings Financial here on the Gym Class program each and every day. And you can check out more about Hennings Financial. They're a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey. Check them out at kgymradio.com. We do thank them for all their help throughout what we're going through right here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you here in our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and on a beautiful day on the porch. Mark Dukes joining me on the southwest side as well from his home. How you doing?
Doing great. Been out getting some sun in my face and got the windows open. Pretty nice day out there.
Beautiful. Enjoy it. But do it with the social distance regulations still in mind. We encourage you to do that. But take a walk around the neighborhood. Take the dog or the cat out. I don't know. Whatever you got. And get out there today. Maybe do a little yard work. I don't know. A lot of people doing yard work today on the way to the studio. And a little bit from earlier on today. So good day to do it as the temperatures are going to drop back, it sounds like, early next week into the 40s. So enjoy this while you can.
Yeah, no question about it. I would imagine one of the things going on right now is golf, and I'm sure the courses right now are teeming with people.
And why not? And why not? Practicing their social distancing, of course. So. Everybody, have a good time. And if you're out and about today and have taken us with you, thank you very much. You can do it by listening as far as terrestrial radio is concerned, kgymradio.com. Those of you with the KGYM radio app, appreciate it. And if you're inside today with your skills, enable those through Alexa. 319-366-1600. That is the number to reach us. That is our phone number. That is also the text line, 319-366-1600. That is open to you out there. A few things to get to. We're going to talk today, a good part of the program, about if we do get back to sports and hopefully the track continues, that we can start to think about that sometime in the offing. The next 6 to 8 weeks, 12 weeks, however long it takes. And again, practice your social distancing out there. The better you do, the better we can get back to sports, and the quicker we can get back to sports certainly is the case. But we're going to talk about all the schedule headaches that are going to happen. And I wrote things down here as best as I could on my piece of paper, and it got pretty small writing very quickly, Mark, and we're going to talk about that coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, and I think one thing that might complicate what we don't have on our lists right now is Major League Baseball, and MLB is floating the idea of a possible May return in Arizona at select ballparks down there. There's plenty of them. Apparently, the plan has the support of federal public health officials, but you know, I firmly believe nothing is going to resume until those health officials sign off on it. I don't think anybody, any organization is going to go out there willy-nilly. And everybody's concerned, and I suppose rightfully so, that say the NBA comes back for a playoff run and one person gets sick or what have you.
Test positive.
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be a possibility. But, again, I don't think any organization is going to go go out and resume its season with without the blessings of health officials.
No. Certainly would be the best case scenario out there is you have them behind you. We'll see. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. There is news today to get to on the sports side of things. First of all, we will know tonight who is the John Wooden Award winner as far as nation's top college basketball player, according to the Wooden voters out there. And I think it comes down to basically two, and that would be Obi Toppin of Dayton and Luka Garza of Iowa. So we'll see if Hawkeye Nation again tonight is very, very upset or if they're going to be a very, very happy bunch.
Well, just to be mentioned in that realm is something else, really, when you stop and think about it. Garza has been much decorated since the season was called off. Today he won the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Center of the Year. And noticed that Kareem sent out a nice a video to Luka earlier today. And, you know, that's quite an award in and of itself. And I know we'll get to this later, but we've got more NBA announcements. The Big Ten is getting depleted of centers. And all adds up to maybe, if Garza comes back, maybe a huge year.
Could be. Now, you can't look in your crystal ball, much like we can't foresee when sports are coming back. If Luka has the season that he had this year, next year. Certainly, Iowa's going to be a much deeper team next year. At least it appears to be on paper anyway, but that remains to be seen. So the Wooden Award will be presented later on today. Also, just a little bit over an hour ago, about 80 minutes ago at 2 o'clock, just down the road, TJ Bowlers, the four-star recruit out of Clear Creek, Amana, the terrific football player there, also starting center for the top four, number three basketball team in Class 3A, Clear Creek, Amana. He put out his top six as far as his recruiting is concerned, and I don't think there was really any surprises today, Mark, although maybe local folks will be surprised. There was speculation on the fact that Bowlers was not looking at Iowa and kind of Iowa also not looking at Bowlers as much. And, of course, that's a little bit surprising because TJ's father, of course, played for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes. But at least some interesting news coming out with TJ in his tweet earlier today.
Yeah, and Bowlers lives 10 minutes away from Kinnick Stadium, and I think this is going to be another example of Hawkeye fans saying, hey, what's up with this? You know, why couldn't Iowa at least be considered in the top six? Hey, these kids have different ideas than fans. His final six include Northwestern, he's a good student, Alabama, he just had a FaceTime chat with Nick Saban recently. Cal, kind of odd there, but Cal.
Good school, though, again.
Yep. Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Iowa State. Iowa State was the first one to offer him, I believe, during his freshman year. And then Iowa followed shortly thereafter, 3 or 4 months later. But an interesting list. It will be interesting to see where he lands. Could Iowa come in late? I don't think so. I think all along, from what I've heard and read, is that Iowa was on the outside looking in throughout this whole process, which, again, I think Hawkeye fans will feel that's fairly odd, considering his dad's background, where he lives. But again, kids think along different lines these days. They're not. They just don't look 10 minutes away.
They do not. Your thoughts? Welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on our text line here today. And there was speculation that things had cooled. Things had cooled between the Hawkeyes and TJ Bowler. So Yes, I would happen to be among those that are not surprised by the fact that Iowa not listed among TJ's top six. And, you know, who knows? Like you said, kids tend to change their minds. And, you know, Alabama swooped in there. If you recall, Ross Pierce-Baker, or Pierce-Bacher, whichever way you want to go about it, up at Cedar Falls, Alabama swooped in there at the very end, and he ended up to be a four-year starter, or just about a four-year starter for the Crimson Tide, and played in three national championship games down there for Alabama. So you never know how things are going to play out as far as the world of recruiting, especially right now with the dead period going on and extended, et cetera, that college coaches are dealing with right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what position these schools are viewing bowlers. He is a terrific athlete. You saw him in the state basketball tournament as a starter for that Clear Creek Amana team, and pretty versatile guy who could be plugged in a variety of positions, I would think.
Yeah. Defensive end, I think. Rush linebacker. Those are two of the positions, I think, that are probably at the top of things as far as what TJ is going to do in college, but you never know how it all plays out. 319-366-1600. Speaking of football, Matt Campbell had a teleconference earlier today in Ames, the Iowa State coach, and kind of went the same route as Kirk Ferentz's teleconference last week. Not a lot of concrete information coming out, but just kind of like Kirk, a little bit more of a public service announcement to everybody out there to do your part so that we can get back to away from the new normal and get back to somewhat of the old normal with some modifications, if you will. But praise Jamie Pollard for being a terrific leader. I think that was one of the first things that Matt Campbell talked about today in his teleconference out of Ames. Also talked about that they are staying in touch with the football team. They are going through drills. Much like every other team out there, individual drills, wherever the players may be situated at this particular point, they get together on the their particular way to do it as far as meetings are concerned, remotely, doing that as well. Check all the boxes here, Mark. And but that's basically the gist of what Matt Campbell had to say today.
Yeah, and I suppose it's good that Iowa State fans heard from the leader of the football program. And, you know, Campbell, like other coaches there at Iowa State, are 10% less on their checks these days because of Pollard's action. And frankly, I'm surprised other schools, we haven't heard other schools take similar measures to what Pollard has done. Perhaps we will, but to my knowledge, Iowa State is the only one that has reduced salaries for the time being and cut back on bonuses. So we'll see.
Well, we'll see. 319-366-1600 is the text line. And I'm with you. I think we're going to see more and more of that, especially as we get toward fall, and especially if the worst happens, and that is that college football is at least put off a little bit. Canceled a few games, or, you know, at worst case scenario, not even played. So you're going to hear a lot more from athletic directors and conference commissioners if that looks to be the case as far as the nation is concerned.
Yeah, I think so too. And we're here on the Gym Class. We've spoken with Chuck Juergen, of the American Rivers Conference, to get the Division III perspective. We've talked about what's going on in Division I. We're going to talk to Upper Iowa Athletic Director or Vice President for Athletics, Rick Hartzell, coming up on Thursday to get the perspective of what's going on with the Peacocks.
Nice. Looking forward to that coming up. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to have Caddy Smack. We'll talk a little bit of golf if you got out today on the range or got out to play a little bit and in need of some fine tuning. Brian will be on the phone with us from, I believe, well, I'm not sure if he'll be down at Blue Top or he'll be at his home. So We will have Brian, and we will talk golf a little coming up tomorrow. It was good to see the Golf Channel last night at doing some Augusta stories from the past, even though they were very Tiger-centered, what you can imagine. But they did give you a little bit of a glimpse of what would have been Masters week anyway this week. So that was nice to see.
Exactly. And coming up Saturday, I believe, the Golf Channel will show Zach Johnson's victory in 2007. You have to check the time on that, but that would be interesting to go back and take a look at. And I know you played some golf over the weekend. I'm curious. Some people are mildly critical anyway of golf and why it's still being allowed to be played. I'm curious what you saw out on the course over the weekend.
And we'll talk more about it tomorrow, too. But just a thumbnail sketch. I think everybody was doing their part. One person per cart. And no touching of the flags. We didn't touch the flagsticks anyway. I know that. Which was a little bit different for yours truly, because as you know, Mark, I don't putt with the flag in, especially up close. I may
Nor
do it.
Because
I made a few, so maybe I learned something a little bit. But no rakes in the bunkers or anything like that, and no ball washers or anything like that. So pretty bare bones. And other than getting your cart at the beginning of the round and dropping it off at the end of the round to workers there that were disinfecting everything, once you got out in the golf course, it was kind of business as usual, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got out and played.
Interesting.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow, though, as we get Brian on the phone. And, again, we'll take your calls. We'll talk a little caddy smack tomorrow. PGA, of course, came out yesterday, the PGA of America, Augusta National, as well as other golf entities, and came up with the golf calendar. And we're going to talk about that calendar as a part of what's going to happen as far as scheduling is concerned here if we get back to sports in a relatively quick manner. Because how many games are going to be played with the NBA and the NHL? What's going to happen as far as the other folks with a full season? I mean, there are a lot of questions to be answered, and a lot of those are going to be based on television. Let's face it.
No doubt about it. There's a lot of sorting to do. And, you know, October, November are fairly busy months. When you talk about November, when the Masters is going to be played, that's college football and the NFL. And, I mean, we'll get into it more in detail here in a little bit. But television networks, radio stations are going to have to make some decisions, I think.
True. 319-366-1600 on the text line, 1446, asking, fellas, is Dana White a genius if he could pull this off, buying an island so UFC events can continue? I've heard about that plan. I am not a UFC fan. I will start off by saying that. I don't think Mark is as well out there. But if you can make money right now, and if you can bring television people out to some isolated island somewhere and follow all the social distancing and all the whatnot, then I guess he looks good until all the sports comes back. Depending on how much square footage is an island and how much is it per square foot for an island.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, this is really thinking outside the box. If this is what Dana White is pursuing, I mean, with 180 countries in the world infected with the, you know, affected by the virus, you know, who's to say, unless the island is uninhabited, you know,
right?
I'm not sure you can go anywhere right now.
And how do you get there? I mean, you got to be on a boat, and if it's enough people to run a televised event, such as a UFC 892 or whatever they're up to right now, you need a lot of people. You need a lot of people for that. So I'm not sure if it's going to get off the ground. We'll see. Of course, they had WrestleMania over the weekend, which I still am kind of in shock that people have not had a lot more backlash about, but there weren't people there, and everybody signed off as far as all the wrestlers are concerned. So, anyway, we'll see if you get UFC on an island. 3:23, we're going to take a break, come back. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, brought to you by Hennings Financial right here on KGYM. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about what the schedule is going to look like. How many events are going to be going on at the same time, and where are they going to be seen, and how is it all going to play out? And your input, welcome at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims.
We mentioned that when we come
this
back.
This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid. But if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Foundation 2. They're great listeners. Just call 319-362-2174. Or if you'd rather text, no problem, go to yourlifeiowa.org and start a conversation. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Imagine sports without music. The sound of a halftime show. Or firing up a crowd in the bottom of the ninth. Charge. And what about the team powering out to be introduced on the court? Sports without music is like pancakes without syrup. Or bacon without more bacon. It's just wrong. So get your sports here on KGYM. And get all the smart rock you can handle on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City. And on your favorite smart speaker.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:26. Scott Unash in the studio. Mark Dukes from his back porch on a beautiful, what is it, 77 outside? Something like that, Mark?
Yeah, I'm starting to sweat back here, Scott.
Man. Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible out there. We do have some college basketball news. We talked about football. TJ Bowlers with his top six, in case you missed that from earlier on, tweeted out his top six in his recruiting. Wisconsin, Iowa State, Northwestern, Nebraska, Alabama, and the Cal Golden Bears. So that is his top six. We also had some college basketball news today as the continued parade of college basketball players to potential NBA draft picks continues.
Yes, indeed. And it looks like the complexion of the big man position in the Big Ten could change dramatically next year. Announcements that Illinois' Kofi Coburn, Maryland's Jalen Smith, they're going to test the NBA waters. Doesn't mean they won't be back. I think Jalen Smith probably won't be back, but
no.
Previously, Caleb Wesson, of Ohio State, Daniel Aturu of Minnesota, both announcing they're going to test the NBA waters. And, of course, Matt Harms yesterday, the big guy at Purdue, is going to transfer as well. So things could be quite a bit different down low next year in the Big Ten.
Could be. But you never know. Some of those guys may be coming back. Personally, I think Coburn might be back.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Oturu, I think, I'm not sure Oturu's going to be back. I think he may stay. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600. By the way, in the uniform world of the National Football League, it's uniform time in the NFL. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers debuted and displayed their brand new uniforms today, which aren't a whole lot different from what they're wearing right now, except they're getting rid of that ridiculous font that they have on their uniforms. They're going to stick with the pewter and some metallic gray, if you will, but the numbers are going to be actually readable now. So kudos to them, in case you missed it today.
I don't think they're a whole lot different, but they are an improvement from that standpoint.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Because it looked absolutely horrible from a little bit earlier on. 319-366-1600-0909 on the text line. What's Luca Garza going to do? Any word? Nothing official as of yet. There has been speculation that Luca, according to numerous sources, is looking at coming back for his senior season in Iowa City. That is not, there's, again, nothing official out there right now. But there are rumors and sources out there saying that he appears to be at least leaning toward coming back to play for the Hawkeyes next year.
Yeah, that's the word out there. But why wouldn't Luca Garza go be evaluated like Joe Wieskamp did?
Sure.
Why not go out there and get evaluated, get some valuable input as to what he needs to improve on? It's everybody's opinion, this, that, and the other thing Luca can improve on. But I personally think that'd be a wise thing to do, whether he, you know, declares for NBA draft or not. You know, I don't think anybody's including him in their mock drafts right now. So the answer to the question is no, we don't know.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we come up on 3:30. We're going to talk a lot about the scheduling coming up and how that could look as we get toward, oh gosh, we get toward the fall as well. Let's go to the phones and let's bring in Andy from Marion, who wants to talk about Luca Garza on the program here today. Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, hanging in there. How are you?
Not too bad. Just wanted to chime in on about Luke Garza and his potential return to Iowa. I think he has some unfinished business is in terms of being the best player in the nation. And I think with his skill sets and all that, I think he would, essentially accomplish that.
I don't think there's any doubt there's unfinished business. And Luca Garza was on the Andy Katz podcast. Andy, of course, one of the top college basketball folks out there, and kind of said that, you know, there is unfinished business. And you take a look at the roster for next year, things are looking pretty good if everybody comes back. And he kind of tongue-in-cheeked that a little bit, including himself in there as far as coming back. And that's one of the sources that people, are, including myself, are kind of taking as very credible out there. And like I said to start the show, though, you don't know exactly if Luca Garza's year this year was absolutely staggering, and I'm not even sure if Luca comes back next year with everybody that Iowa has coming back and with who's coming in and with a deeper Hawkeye team that he's going to put up those numbers. But he may not have to put up those numbers next year, Mark.
Yeah, I totally agree, because this is going to be a very much a guard wing-oriented team based on what we know right now. And then you have Garza down low. You don't have Kreener to back him up. You don't have Pemsel to come off the bench. you know, maybe he will match what he did this year. Maybe he will exceed it. But what if he falls below that? Will his stock sour? I don't see that happening. And I guess whatever we say, whatever our feelings are, and I agree with the caller in his points, but we just be putting ideas and thoughts into Luka Garza's head. Like a lot of these situations, we don't know what's going on in a guy's head, but it seems like indications are that he will be back. Just by the way, as far as declaring for the NBA draft, prospective draft picks have to inform the league 60 days prior to the draft, which as of right now is scheduled June 20th. If that holds, that means that the deadline is 2 weeks from today.
Although the draft is very liquid right now, very fluid,
yes.
If you will,
yes.
Because obviously we don't have an NBA going on right now, and they're not going to draft in the middle of a possible playoff run or the playoffs themselves. So there's another thing we can throw. Is that going to be in September or October, Mark, the NBA draft? we'll throw that in there somewhere.
Well, that could be added to the list that we both have, right?
Yeah, indeed. 319-366-1600, area 334-1238 on the text line. Any whisperings where Cordell Pemsel may end up? Cordell Pemsel, of course, announcing last Friday that he is going to be a grad transfer. He is leaving the Iowa Hawkeyes. Nothing concrete. There are a lot of speculatory thoughts out there. A lot of people saying you and I, but I'm not among those. I'm not sure that that's a good fit for Cordell at this point. There are other people saying that maybe Drake might be a end point as far as Cordell Pemsel is concerned, especially with Liam Robbins leaving now, and he is going to be a transfer. He will have to sit out next year, the 7-footer out of Davenport Assumption. He's going to play eventually for Richard Pitino and the Minnesota Golden Gophers up there. I don't know. I'm not sure where Cordell is going to end up. I think it's going to be a Midwest school. I'm not sure it's going. I wouldn't speculate it's going to be a Big Ten or a Big 12 school, but you never know how it all plays out. I think Cordell wants to get a little bit more playing time. That's what I think he wants at this time. And if he's going to look at that, then maybe a Drake is involved without Liam Robbins. Maybe something in the Summit League is involved. Who knows?
Yeah, my answer to the question is that I have not heard any whisperings to 1238's question. And anything, since you don't have any information in that regard or even rumors, it's just speculation.
Yeah, that's all it is right now. Everyone thought Liam Robbins was going to Iowa. And it did not take him long to get to Minneapolis and get under Richard Pitino, his tutelage up there. 319-366-1600 here at 336. Earlier, you mentioned, Mark, that Major League Baseball, at least there are reports that they are thinking about, if they can, and they can get permission from all kinds of folks out there right now, would be thinking about maybe starting things up as far as next month is concerned. Now, as we talked with Cal Eldred with a couple of weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, the pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals, former major leaguer and friend of the show, that it's going to take, he thinks, at least a good month to get pitchers back and ready to go. So even if baseball is looking at a month from now, which is early to mid-May, I mean, it's going to be June before baseball gets started, even if they're thinking about playing every game in Arizona at this present time. But that's kind of a first step, I guess, as far as some league anyway. The first reports we've been getting, other than golf, as far as making some plans to try to come back.
Yeah, and if and when Major League Baseball does come back, we don't know what the postseason will look like, whether that will be, pushed back to it's already into late October, early November, depending on the calendar year. But just once again, a lot of uncertainty out there, but at least the idea being floated to try to begin the season in Arizona. Of course, the Diamondbacks are down there. That stadium's available. Plenty of spring training facilities. I don't know whether this is going to fly or not. You know, owners are going to want their gates. You know, I don't know how that's going to fly.
How does it work with the Grapefruit League teams as well? I mean, all their bases, all their equipment, all their stuff is in Florida. You suddenly move that across the country to Arizona. There are a lot of logistical angles to this as far as baseball doing that particular plan. Of course, we know that the city of Toronto has already decreed that there will not be any gatherings in the city of Toronto through the end of the month of June, I do believe. So the Toronto Blue Jays theoretically cannot play a home game at Rogers Center. So we'll see how that all plays out. But you've got right now, okay, you got golf, which came out yesterday, saying they're going to try to put golfing events in July. PGA is now going to be in August at Harding Park. U.S. Open is going to be mid-September at Winged Foot. There will be no Open Championship. There's going to be the Masters in mid to late November coming up. And that kind of started the carousel thinking a little bit here, Mark. And let's just play for our purposes here today that we are going to have football and it will be played on time. Let's just say that for lack of argument.
Okay.
So you got football, you've got college football, you've got the National Football League. National Football League will start early September, college football also starting in early September. You've got the NFL on CBS and Fox every Sunday. You've got Monday Night Football on ESPN. You've got Sunday Night Football on NBC. You've got college football. You've got college football on CBS with the SEC game. You've got college football up and down the line as far as ABC and the ESPN platforms are concerned. You've got Notre Dame football on NBC, which is only one team. Yes, we know, but you still have to have those Notre Dame games on a Saturday. Fox, of course, all throughout their platforms, you also have college football as well as the National Football League. So there's your football right now. You got golf out there, and that is on CBS and NBC. And, all right, so you're already seeing with CBS potential problems going on in the months of September, October, and November, and the same thing potentially with NBC at this point. Then you throw what's going to happen with the NBA with ABC and ESPN. And you would think the NBA would like to get things started as soon as they can and soon as they get the go-ahead, because even a July start with the NBA, if they want to have the completion of the regular season, I mean, you're looking at a playoff that won't start probably until August, around the time the NFL is starting. You've got hockey in the same boat a little bit. Now, do you have a complete playoff with all of the 16 teams that you would usually have, or do you curtail that a little bit? That's another question that needs to be answered, because that's going to go into August, September, and October potentially. Then you've got racing with Fox and NBC out there. And NASCAR did come out with several scenarios today, and those scenarios starting with potentially racing beginning in mid-May, racing beginning at Charlotte with the All-Star event Memorial Day weekend, or going into early June or a mid-June start. So they have something on the table now. They have already said they are going to go with a complete schedule. So NASCAR folks, whether you like it or not, is going to be around probably into maybe even early 2021 How does this all fit, Mark?
I don't know, but you know what, Scott? What we're going through right now, no sports. I think that will be a problem that will be embraced. And I, you know, a lot of these networks have multiple platforms. You might see events on different channels than you might otherwise. You know, take the Masters, for example, on that Saturday.
Can you watch the Masters on True TV, Mark?
I'll watch it on any damn thing that it's on. But it is true that it could be on different platforms because Saturday, the Masters, you're going to have theoretically an SEC game on CBS in the middle of the afternoon. On Sunday, you're going to have the Masters, typically on CBS. You have the NFL games. And where you can't show both, obviously. So it's going to be on different platforms, I think. And I think this is something that will sort itself out. But it's going to be complicated once we sort through this this virus. And you mentioned NASCAR, the Indy 500, August 23rd doesn't really conflict with football at that point. Kentucky Derby, September 5th, a one-time event. What am I missing? It could be baseball, could be basketball.
Could be.
Could be the NHL, although the NHL, Gary Bettman, saying today that they're considering canceling the season. So, like anything else right now, a lot of uncertainty. But when it comes to resuming sports and possibly in the fall, you've got a full basket of things.
You did, and you brought up a very good point, Mark, and that is the fact that you're going to see if we get to play sports and if they all come up in the fall, September, October, November, you're going to see many platforms. Take a Saturday afternoon, for example. You already have, let's just take college football. You have every one of your ESPN platforms already filled to the gills. You have every one of your Fox platforms, including Fox regional sports networks, filled to the gills. You're going to be dropping into your MSNBCs, your CNBCs, your True TVs, your TBSs. I don't see any other way around that. And you could see some events at some very unusual times that you are not used to seeing or watching events at. But like you said, I don't think anyone's going to care at that point.
Well, let's go back to the November with the Masters and college football and the NFL. You also got the start of the college basketball season.
Yes.
And, you know, college basketball is on multiple platforms. So, you know, throw that in the mix as well if that comes to be. And Sam on our text line weighing in traffic terms, all these sports being played and televised in a 3 to 4 month span is called a bottleneck.
Yes, a big bottleneck at that point. 1527 on the text line, I think, believe, is letting us know what a lot of people are thinking out there. Parlay time, boys. I stay away from parlays.
They're tough to win, but fun to play.
Fun to play, tough to win, and big wins if you can come out. But, yeah, that's going to be very unusual. And like I said, I foresee a lot of events televised in a way that you would not see them before. And it's going to make for some very interesting – will this – prove once and for all that football is king? That's the question. Because
we will see. Because again, go to that Masters weekend. Who's going to win the television ratings on Sunday? Will it be the Masters? Will it be the NFL? On Saturday, will it be the Masters? College football, Iowa, Nebraska being played on that Saturday, by the way.
A lot of good games.
who wins the television ratings.
A lot of it's going to depend on what network they're on, too, on what channel.
It depends on who's in contention, too, right, Scott?
Oh, yeah. I'm not silly enough to say that's not the case. If Tiger is going to win another Masters, it will blow football out of the water.
Mm.
And I'm not foolish enough not to say that. It just will do that. But will executives, if sports come back, will they have to make some decisions probably as early, June or July? And it's going to be interesting to see. Do they put, say, on that weekend, do you put the Masters on True TV or TBS or whatever the case may be, going up against college football on CBS or Fox or whatever the case may be? More people have more people are able to get Fox and CBS than they would a TBS, even in 2020 and 2021. So that's going to be the decision.
Let's throw this into the mix as well, Scott. Not knowing what Major League Baseball is going to do and when it starts, when it ends. The Masters, November 12th through 15th, in addition to college football and the NFL, might you see Major League Baseball's postseason at that time? In a dome stadium or Arizona or what have you. That's a possibility. It could be going on at the same time as well.
True. A lot of possibilities out there. 3:49 here on the Gym Class program as we take a look ahead at what could happen as far as sports on television is concerned and how it's all going to play out once we hope, knock on wood, we get sports back. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's also our phone line here. And we're going to go to the phones, bring in our Mark from Manchester joining us here on a sunny Tuesday. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're going to get outside sooner than later.
That sounds good. That sounds good, man. Hey, I just thinking about that Masters last year, they moved the time up for weather.
Yep.
Maybe they would start at, say, 9 a.m. and you got daylight savings time, so they have to start, be done early anyway. So maybe they would play that in the morning. Just kind of a thought I had with that.
That's a great thought. In a story I saw today, you mentioned daylight savings time, and the Masters finalized its field today. It landed at 96 players, and in the process of announcing that, they said they might go off two tees on Thursday and Friday. Because of what you're saying, Mark.
Absolutely. Just remember that from last year when they moved it up because they were worried about storms or whatever, and it was over by, I think, 2 o'clock or something like that. That would work. Then they could still do a NFL nightcap on CBS if they had, the doubleheader game or something like that.
If you can guarantee them, Mark, that Tiger wins it again and delivers ratings, they would take it right now.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Thanks.
Mark from Manchester checking in with us here. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this and revisit TJ Bowler's six teams that are his top six as far as his recruiting is concerned and more. It is Gym Class for Tuesday coming your way, presented by Hennings Financial on KGYM.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut! The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
3:54, back with you here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Todd Bommelkamp Show coming your way next here on KGYM from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. A reminder, coming up on Thursday night, it'll be our first classic NFL playoff game. It'll be the 2009 wildcard game between Arizona and Green Bay. That instant classic down there. 7 o'clock on Thursday night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Couple of texts here to get to. 0975, as we're talking about scheduling on television for sports once we hope we get them back. 0975. Masters knew the weekend it chose was easy for CBS to dispense with SEC football. The end of the SEC schedule is terrible. I don't go with that, but they did put the Masters on the usual traditional SEC non-conference homecoming weekend, Mark.
Very true. You've got Tennessee against Georgia Southern, and that may or may not be true. I don't know, but those are the types of games that are on that weekend. 3805 on the text line. Why can't they show games on 2.1 or 2.2 on CBS, for example? Well, that would require me to get my Raptors out.
Well, that's not the reason, Mark.
If it's for the Masters, I will do so.
Those are local access channels, though.
Yes.
Used for local access. Each of the affiliates around the country can pretty much pick and choose what they put on those. Those are not for national broadcast. So that is why. That is why that is the case. But thank you for the text out there. Do appreciate it. And thanks for the interaction out there. And it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting once this comes through. I want to remind you that the Gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or an event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. And please submit your information at least 60 days, 2 months prior to your event. And hopefully we'll be up and running at that point. And find out more information by going to our website at kgymradio.com. You can also go to our website to see what restaurants are out there available to you as far as curbside pickup is concerned, or just pickup in general. A lot of restaurants locally with a lot of good deals right now. Please remember them, and please remember your social distancing, even with it 77 degrees or whatever it is out there today, Mark.
Yeah, and it just dawned on me, Scott, that I think maybe a bunch of our listeners are not aware of what rabbit ears are.
You and I didn't even think about it, did we? Rabbit ears.
Nope.
Yeah. The ask your give it a Google and you can come up with that, certainly. Well, Mark, tomorrow we'll have our first edition of Caddy Smack. Looking forward to that. Talking with Brian Haas. And if you have a golf question, Brian will field it for you, and it'll just be good to talk golf for a little bit. So we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get an idea of what's going on down at Blue Top Ridge, what precautions Brian and his crew are taking. And I know Brian is heavily involved in the equipment side of things, and maybe we'll find out some of the new things out there.
Yep, so that'll be coming up tomorrow for you right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And as we mentioned, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next right here. And that will run from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. Mark, have a great, great night.
You as well. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM, presented each and every day by Hennings Financial. Have a great night, everybody.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can...